Call this meeting of the Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation Committee to order. We're meeting today jointly with the Committee on Legislation.
So I will call the Legislation Committee to order for Monday, August 3rd.
Let me refer the committees to get going here.
Attention.
Attention.
Let me call the committee's attention to the two items for discussion today. We have a resolution on the local law. Resolution is to set a public hearing on the local law. Local law amends the procedure for the sale and lease of surplus property as set forth in the laws of Westchester County. It would be adding a new subsection 6 to provide the purchasing agent of the county the power to convey to the Housatonic Area Regional Transit Agency up to 4 transit vehicles and to the state of Maine up to 14 transit vehicles in accordance with the FTA requirements. Okay, Commissioner John Chu is with us. Putting in your time today, I tell you.
Yeah, spend no days up here. You're always a welcome visitor.
Yeah. Take my job, John.
Commissioner, what do we have here?
We actually have buses, surplus buses within our fleet. With the we actually have full size buses that are actually excess from our fleet based on the service that we run. So based on that, the FTA has determined that we have excess buses in our fleet that we use federal funds to procure, and in fact they cannot sit dormant in our yard. So we either have one or two choices. We either put the service out, even though we don't need the buses, or we have to dispose of the buses one of two ways. One, give it to another FTA eligible agency, which is Park and Maine DOT, or give the feds back the residual value on the service life, which is lots of money. All right. So the lesser of two evils is to give them to another FTA eligible operator. We were very, we've been asking various operators throughout the Northeast who's interested in these surplus buses. Hart was particularly interested. They came down, looked at it. Maine DOT came down with their whole contingency. They were very interested. They actually wanted to drive the buses back, but we told them they couldn't leave until we actually went through the process. So what we're asking the board to do is pass legislation, which allows us to dispose of the buses by giving them to these two different operators who have expressed an interest. We will physically make the request to FTA. The problem with the FTA process is that the FTA is aware of this arrangement that we're seeking. They will not actually give us an official ruling until the board passes the act of giving it. And then they will render a ruling, which I presume will be positive.
And the reason we need legislation is because we have, because the law at this point, our local law, only allows excess vehicles or surplus obsolete or unused vehicles to be sold or leased. Yeah. And this is not a sale or a lease, right. It's actually a gift.
It's actually a gift. It's similar to the horses that were given to Rockland County.
Yeah. Except they weren't obsolete.
Well,
they were surplus. Maybe they were surplus.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah.
What are they today?
They're running in Saratoga.
They're running in a claim race, yeah.
Mr. Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Housatonic and Maine were the only two who responded to your letter. Is that why we have
that? We reached out to every operator in the Northeast, starting with the MTA family. Obviously, MTA is close to by, and this is what we ended up with. There was not a lot of interest because a lot of other federal FTA spots, which most of them are, have their own problems with surplus buses. So they were not going to take on our surplus buses when, in fact, they were under the same mandates to dispose of some of their surplus buses.
So there was, in effect, a glut on the market of surplus buses?
It's a glut because it's been service cuts. So when we have a service reduction, we end up with excess equipment. Now, when you actually go and procure buses through the FTA, you buy buses on a replacement basis, replace other buses that are coming out of fleet. But when, in fact, we've reduced service significantly in the last year or so. and likewise, you know, service that wasn't really necessary based on ridership issues. So, yeah. So we did reach out. We reached out to the FTA, who administers all of the various funding with all the various operators. We reached out to a lot of different medias to try to get to who would ultimately take these buses. Is it a big bus?
Could it be possible to drive these buses up to Maine during ski season?
We could. We could charter.
Right. No. Try to make a buck back? Okay.
The Housatonic Area Authority is...
That's hard.
That's Connecticut.
Actually, right. One of the gentlemen that used to work here actually runs HARP, and he was one of the few that expressed interest, knowing that we had a surplus bus issue that he would try to help us with.
Oh, Mrs. Myers.
Yeah, I've been made aware. How are you, Kushner? I've been made aware of a number of service reductions that have gone through without any kind of input or awareness by the Board of Legislators. And I've been informed by the County Executive's Chief of Staff that this is not necessary on buses where ridership is low. Can you help us understand? I mean, you're saying that we now are actually going to be able to sell these four transit vehicles because of...
We're not selling, we're giving them away.
Give for, right. for free away. Right. Sell might be better. Giving them away for free after cutting lines that we as a Board of Legislators knew nothing about. And I would just like to hear your input on that.
The public policy that's required by the FTA is for the county to develop a policy for disclosing how we intend to notify the public of service cuts. We have that policy in effect. The policy is one web-based. All the information and notices go out on the web-based.
To whom?
To... Actually, we provided the policy to the Chief of Staff to distribute to the board.
Did the board receive this?
But there is a policy in effect that's approved by the FTA in terms of notification to the public for service cuts, and we've been following that procedure.
And can you just quickly summarize what that procedure is?
I'm really not as familiar with that. Rich Slow's been doing most of the committees on vacation, I wasn't prepared to speak on that.
I see. But how do we give up buses because of reduced scheduling?
These buses.
I mean, we can never get these back. And if we disagree with some of the scheduling changes, do we as a Board of Legislators have no input?
These buses have been surplus for over a year. We've been trying to get rid of these buses for over a year. So even prior, and I know you referred to the 76.
Yes. Yeah. But that hasn't been changed for a year. That was just done.
That was just done. But these are buses prior to these most recent changes. These buses have been surplus for over a year.
These 18.
Yes. And the feds have been on our backs to either put them back in service or dispose of them in the process in which they approve.
Eight.
It's 8 and 4, right?
18. Yeah.
14
and 4. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
To Mr. Meyer's point, if we could and get the policy that Commissioner Hsu is referring to, then we certainly can talk with and speak with our federal legislators to understand where the governing authority would be involved in that, if it's involved in the policy itself, and that would probably deal with that issue as well.
Well, I tell you, the commissioner went to the trouble of putting it in writing. It was supposed to be delivered to us. I think the best that we have gotten so far may have been last week when, for about a minute, it was addressed orally by the Chief of Staff. Mentioned something about
the Chief of Staff did send me something
of paper
what didn't come
inside the bus. Or,
I don't know who else it went to.
Okay, we need this. We should ask the Chief of Staff to provide that then in writing.
Provide what in writing?
The policy that they're going by.
Also, right. You know,
Katie, could your office get to us
the
transportation gave to?
With the proposed legislation from a legislative point of view, is the addition simply says that notwithstanding the above, the purchasing agent is hereby authorized to convey to the Housatonic Area Regional Transit and the state of Maine up to 14 transit vehicles according with Federal Transit Administration requirements. It's too specific. What we should have is a provision that says, notwithstanding the foregoing, the purchasing agent is hereby authorized to convey to any eligible FTA recipient surplus vehicles or obsolete, or whatever, however we want to push it, that we are required to dispose of in accordance with FDA requirements. We should make it broader so that if this comes up in the future, we don't have to adopt another amendment to deal with whoever we're going to transfer it to. Does that make sense?
I'm modifying the law, Mr. Chairman. How would you transfer this if we didn't have this law in place?
You have to go back to us.
You have to do a separate...
You couldn't because it says the law requires a sale or release, and this is not a sale or release.
Right. It's similar to the one with the paratransit vehicles that Legislator Hawken just passed. It's an amendment to that act.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to make sure that came in front. I'm sorry, it would come in front of us.
Yeah. It should be an amendment to the law.
Mr. Chairman, ordinarily, I think I would agree with you. You're right. Legislation would just what you said, write it more broadly so it works in that general fashion. However, two issues. One, by giving that broad authority, they could give away half the buses,
exactly.
and we might not know. And if the other thing, to the chairman's point just now, it won't happen often, but let's say 6 months, a year from now, this would be a way for us knowing that it happened by coming back. Anyway, it's a very specific amendment.
Subject to the approval of the Board of Legislators.
There you go.
Well, but then it's going both ways. We're giving them authority, but then they got to come back again.
There's a lot of situations.
Well, it won't happen a lot. So this is very specific, and frankly, we know the amount they're going to get. You're right, it's very specific, and ordinarily you don't do that. I absolutely agree with you. But for a variety of reasons of our oversight, we know up to how many. It is very specific. And if 6 months another happens again, they will have to come back to us for another very specific amendment, and this time it's the Rhode Island Authority or something. So
they have to come back with all these amendments.
Well, it won't happen.
It doesn't make any sense.
But you don't want us to come back.
Why can't you just put in a provision that says subject to the approval of the board?
Well, then they're going to come back. Well, then you're coming back to the board. I mean, they're going to come back anyway.
So this does it. The board has already approved the act in its totality, and I would come back strictly as a.
As long as they come back.
But Legislator Marcotte had a question.
I was just going to suggest that I think maybe the verbiage should also include subject to a favorable ruling.
Favorable ruling by whom?
By the board.
You stated the legislation wouldn't be good, and they won't make a ruling positive or negative until legislation is set.
Well, that doesn't. Because we're authorizing. We're authorizing it. If they don't get the ruling, they don't get it.
I'm just saying it would limit it. To being such a broad piece and applying to every case.
So, Commissioner,
might not want that.
The FDA has to approve our transfer
after the legislation is approved by the board.
Okay. So we should have it subject to FDA.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I think that's right.
So this would be the idea then is just to have a broad general language, and then resolutions would be
drawn
approval by the Board of Legislature,
and that would talk about the
specifics. Okay. I guess. Yeah.
So, Commissioner, that would be acceptable
to the
FDA?
That's fine. I have no problems coming back to the board. We don't do this very often.
Right.
This is not a everyday event.
Okay. So then what we require then is we have the proposed act in front of us. I believe it was paragraph, six?
Six. And Mr. Ryan, I have another couple of questions for Public Works.
Right. Okay, so we have at least that amendment to make. All right. Mr. Gowski?
Yeah, a couple of questions. Commissioner, these 18, what are the ages of these buses? I assume we've had them for, there's still $1 million left of value, but are these 4 years old, 8 years old, 12 years old?
And, there should be a list because it has everything.
There was a list.
Included in the legislation?
They
were very specific buses.
And the reason for the question, I don't see the list here.
I will get you that information.
Because to the point that Legislator Myers, the door she opened, one might argue that, and you said we've had this for a year, I wonder what's the policy, how long can we go? Because some of us are certainly concerned, I may understand the process, but concerned about service cuts. I mean, nationwide, we're still trying to move towards mass transit. We're trying to get, we hope, more. So
thank you.
It would be nice to have an analysis of the ridership numbers for the last couple of years to see, in fact, if 18 buses are off the roads, has that had an impact on ridership? These buses, clearly we made a mistake 9 years ago when we bought them. We didn't need them. So what is the specific impact to ridership, these buses not being? Because Judy's right, we can't get them back. I would be more inclined to say, this is a good deal, let's do it, if these buses are 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, and if, in fact, 2 years from now, we, in fact, need the buses, we're going back and hopefully getting 80% federal money on brand-new buses. So if we're changing the mix, getting rid of old buses, and if we need new ones, we'll get brand new ones. You know what I'm saying? Because otherwise, it'd be very... You want to
you
go slow.
Once you give away, if you need 2 years from now, how do you get them back?
But we might. But if we're going to get brand new ones, and we're giving away 10-year-old buses, and getting brand new ones, it might. You know.
Right now, there is no federal funding in place to acquire any new buses.
He's got them all.
So if we needed a new bus next year, we'd have to pay for the whole thing. What you're saying?
Right now, we're looking at our fleet so that we don't have to purchase new buses until the federal funding stream opens up again.
So we're left with a choice. You said if we don't use them, we're going to use them or lose them, right?
I either have to put them back on the street. Or I got to give them away.
Right, so those are our choices.
Those are my two choices.
So if we really wanted to preserve them, if we thought somewhere down the line in the near future we want to encourage bus ridership and getting that going, we would simply have to put them out there and run them with three people on, whatever you think
which
is going on.
We're not looking to do.
So again, coming back to the ridership numbers, this may be on another meeting, Mr. Chairman. The whole idea of mass transit in Westchester County and the buses and ridership, you know, there was a time we had public service announcements, you know, take the bus, get out of your car. You know, government can promote this and try to make service more times per hour, more times during the day to get that extra ride. Sometimes people don't take the bus because it's once every 5 hours, they can't get there. So I'm just unclear of how, I used to have a lot of respect for our Beeline service, and it was really very good. I'm concerned when I see 18 buses coming out of the mix, and we really don't know where they come from, how they come, and is it having an impact?
Right.
You're saying there's no impact, and these things were just
sitting around.
So I just, it sounds like if we're going to do something, we need to do this. I mean, if this is what the feds are saying. But the larger public policy issue of the whole concept of mass transit, and we have these buses, we fought to get them at some point in the past. Even if we have, frankly, if we had to spend if we could buy them for $1 million, if that's about what the numbers are, if it made sense, and I can't make a judgment. 18 buses promoting mass transit, $1 million might be a good buy, but I don't know. So I don't know what to do.
We will provide a one-page summary of how many buses we own, type of buses.
What routes they came off of, maybe, or
that's
how
really,
that's not, you can't tell.
Not really relevant.
Yeah, you can't. You can't tell.
For instance, the 76 actually had the ridership. It's not a bus issue. I can put service on. It's not a bus issue.
No, I agree.
It's not a correlation that if I dispose of these buses, that if I need service enhancements, I don't have the buses on the road. We don't have that situation. We have a situation where we have a core number of buses. We have spares for breakdowns and all those other issues, which we'll put out as we need them.
Well, maybe
we're increasing service now in Yonkers for Rich Hill.
Well, Commissioner, maybe that's the issue. You just pray, in electricity generation, there's a reserve capacity. You're saying after we give away the 18 buses, what's the number? What do we have in reserve if we have to?
I will give you all that information as well as the numbers of the buses that we intend to sell.
Yeah, there may be enough in reserve that if we had to add service, that might solve it.
Myers, do you have a follow-up on that?
I sure do, if I may. It says here, somebody just passed out the public comment policy, Westchester County Department.
Yes.
So this is something that's in effect. Correct?
Right. This is in effect. It's been sent to the FDA. The FDA has approved the policy that we established.
Now, unless I'm wrong here, it says that the County Department of Transportation follows a formal service development process, which includes routine meetings. The agenda goes through. Proposed service changes are also reviewed within the context of Title VI and environmental justice, and when a proposed package of service is finalized, which means a revision, right?
Right.
The package is forwarded through the County Executive's Office to the County Board of Legislators, a publicly elected legislative body. The board or a designated committee of the board may then hold a public meeting at which the department is invited to present and discuss the proposed package of changes. That sounds to me like that's what's supposed to happen.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
My question to you is then, why didn't we see that happen with bus service Route 76?
The 76 reduction was combined with a lot of other service cuts that we had implemented. As you know, we do service reductions or modifications every 3 months, typically.
I didn't know that. No.
Yes. We do service adds or deletions regularly because we have to notify the drivers in advance to do their picks for driving the routes. So this is a normal process, and I can give you the dates that we implement changes and the dates that we have to notify Liberty Line or other two operators when those service changes will in fact be implemented. So there's a regular schedule of implementation based on the way we've been doing business based on the fact that the drivers, by seniority, get to pick the routes. So I.
But at what point in time does a proposed package of service get forwarded through the county executive office to the county board of legislators?
I can't answer that question.
And yet it's your policy.
I understand.
I don't understand at all then why we don't get to know about this. You're changing them every 3 months so that senior drivers can get pics of the routes.
Mm-hmm.
But a policy here says it's supposed to come from the county executive office to the county board of legislators, and we haven't seen that. So
okay.
I think that's a question maybe it should be addressed to the chief of staff.
Well, except this is the commissioner of the Department of Transportation. Right?
The information has passed the administration before any service reductions are implemented. So, yes. So.
But not with the knowledge of the Board of Legislators. So okay. It seems to me you're breaking your policy.
Well, let me ask this question. When you forward a proposed service change to the county executive's office, is it copied to the Board of Legislators, or you just forward it to...
No, it's not copied to the Board of Legislators.
May we ask that you do that, since the policy does say through the county executive office to the county board of legislators. It seems that the policy contemplates that we would receive it at some point,
okay.
And I think it makes sense that it be copied.
Sure.
Okay. Right? That would help.
Okay.
I mean, perhaps the county executive's office hasn't read this policy. That could be. I don't know. But it's pretty black and white.
Yeah, it's very clear.
All right.
And then it says the board or designated community board may then hold a public meeting, which gives us the opportunity to let people know and comment on how
exactly.
Their service might be affected. So
maybe we might want to forward this to the chief of staff. I believe this came from the chief of staff, didn't it?
No, it came from the. Well, I don't know where it came from just now.
Yeah. So,
what we're going to do is, at this point, I'm going to, if there is no objection, I'm going to ask that the two committees go into recess to the call of the chairs. We expect that probably will be maybe a half hour.
Maybe.
Without objection?
Without objection.
Okay. We stand in recess, call the chairs. Anyone that wants to get out of this press conference, go down to this press conference. On the introduction of the barricade.
Oh, the fallen Costelli building?
The nice act.
Oh, the nice act. I've not heard.
Cool.
Judy, you're so sweet to say it that way.
Judy, we got these
maybe they did.
No, but we got these hearing procedures. I saw them last week. We got an email last week. Was hearing procedures. Okay. Last Tuesday.
I know.
Yeah, so there's a real gun. So it's like this.
Oh, okay. So that was the answer.